On July 23, 2005, the concept of parallel universes was further described. The superspace of higher dimensions defies all known laws of physics that hold true in the physical universe. It is a universe in which time does not exist as a dimension. It is a universe in which you can create parallel time dimensions. The physical objects collapse into multi-entity objects. We belong to multiple parallel universes right at this moment. While the physical body is in the physical universe, we communicate with ourselves from the parallel universe and guide the brain to do work and live our lives. Once we die, we continue to live, except we withdraw from the physical universe since the body is not usable. We continue to live in the parallel universes. On July 26, 2005, the India Daily Technology team made a statement that is precisely identical to the science I independently worked out for this book. I was stunned when I saw this connection. What happens to the photon if the time dimension is not only moving at the speed of light, but is actually made to accelerate further? The net result is that an entity can fall back from the physical universe and merge into the parallel universe. That is fascinating, because that is what happens to advanced civilizations that know how to live an immortal life in the parallel universe and once in a while hover around the physical universe. Some scientists now believe that after death, the electromagnetic spatial source of energy, or the soul, just moves through a tunnel of decelerating time to end up at the white light, which represents the entry to the parallel universe. According to researchers in this field, an advanced civilization can achieve immortality by being able to access the physical and parallel universe anytime. Most probably, that is what happens when we are born and when we die. But the technology of accelerating time or decelerating time will allow us within the physical universe to access and move in and out of the parallel universe. On July 27th, the India Daily Technology team discussed this science in terms of biology and again sounded very similar to what we have been discussing. 2/3 of our brain is not under our control. It is guided by the entities in the parallel universe. We communicate using mind-generated signals, commonly known as telepathy, with many other entities and even with ourselves in higher spatial dimensions of the parallel universe. We do traverse the parallel universes with our mind all the time without physically leaving the physical universe. That part of the brain is not even under our control. It therefore seems that we are connected genetically to some advanced life forms that can traverse from the physical to the parallel universe all the time. Other articles say many extraterrestrials are visiting us from the M15 star cluster, which is the densest part of our local universe and has many black holes, providing extraterrestrial civilizations with a giant transfer station. These extraterrestrials are apparently preparing to reveal themselves to Earth in 2012. An August 10, 2005 article said that many of the UFOs that are reported are actually time-reversing phenomena initiated by our own future generation hundreds of years later. They can come and visit us, observe us, but they cannot change any event. Preparing for the Galactic Family Reunion. One report in 2006 revealed that UFOs and extraterrestrial civilizations will be announced to humanity in December 2012, and the general consensus is to make the world slowly ready for it. An article from December 29, 2006 said that world governments have been hiding the truth of UFOs and ETs for decades, but secret preparations are being made to reveal the truth in 2012. It also says that Brazil, India, and China are taking the lead in this matter, and that the world will secretly use the help of extraterrestrials to avoid any potential disasters that may occur due to this transition. On May 12, 2005, India Today said, "We will be visited by representatives from all 88 constellations in the night sky as of December 2012. At this time, we will finally understand the actual process of evolution, the process of bending time and space, the fact that gravity is a wave and not a force, and much more." Another article from January 4, 2007 reveals what is expected to happen when this galactic alignment reaches its peak in December 2012. Galactic alignment changes the world. The civilizations get reincarnation. The Earth gets rejuvenated. It is a function of the gravity wave. The gravity wave in higher dimensions is programmed to create this galactic alignment for Earth to have reincarnation. The major galactic alignment happened before. Some believe the dinosaurs disappeared millions of years back during a major galactic alignment. The Vedic literature talks about galactic alignment. Atlantis was lost during a galactic alignment. Interestingly, ancient literature also hints at formal extraterrestrial visitation during and after galactic alignment. About 100 years before the galactic alignment, advanced extraterrestrial civilizations start visiting the Earth. Interestingly, modern UFO sightings were first recorded in 1911 in Germany. The extraterrestrials create the environment for their formal visitation. This may be no different. We might see in 2012, or after that time, the extraterrestrial civilizations, the Type 4 advanced aliens responsible for the Big Bang. The science, history, philosophy, and all aspects of human life may change that day as we watch with astonishment. In total, these disclosures from India Daily's technology section are so numerous, specific, and ongoing that I feel it is highly likely that they are indeed telling us the truth. And this data corroborates what certain witnesses who worked for the military-industrial complex in the United States and elsewhere have said. The testimony of Mr. X. This brings us to the words of Mr. X, the very first witness interviewed by Project Camelot. He died suddenly of a massive stroke as he was getting ready to come forward, reveal his identity, and tell much more of what he learned in classified projects. Nonetheless, we do have his written testimony of the top-secret documents he read, which revealed the messages that had been given to our world leaders as early as the 1950s. Jerry Pippin directly interviewed this witness and wrote about what he heard. "The ETs have said they will conduct a mass landing all over the world on December 21st or 22nd, 2012, whether our leaders like it or not. Apparently, our media will be used, or some similar worldwide method, more likely to be telepathic, to convey this information to the whole world. It will be something everyone will know. People will be given a choice as to whether they want to evolve spiritually and travel with the ETs or not." Mr. X: "We'll be given choices." Question: "And the choice is what?" Mr. X: "Whether or not we want to learn where they came from and to learn to evolve more spiritually, so we too can go throughout the universe and make life." It's easy to overlook the impact of what Mr. X really means when he says we will have the choice to evolve more spiritually. A transcript of their interview reveals even more details. I have no idea if this will actually happen, but it is certainly interesting to speculate. "There will be a mass of information released that will shatter most of our core beliefs. Some will panic because their belief system will be shattered. Some will be angry because they have been lied to for so long. Some will think that the end of the world is here. Most will be confused at best about religious issues, since the truth will be told, and that truth will shatter all religious beliefs. We will learn the true history of man through the ETs and the powers that be. It is inevitable. If the world stays on the track it is on, and I see no reason for it to change, we will have to be shown the truth. And if those who run the world do not do it, the ETs will. As the old saying goes, the truth will set you free. I have handpicked the very best data from 30 years of dedicated research to put this book together for that very reason. And with this knowledge, we have the tools to create the golden age. We can create limitless, clean, non-polluting, free energy. We can create spectacular new healing technologies. We can conquer gravity, space, and time, and move effortlessly throughout the galaxy. We may well experience a worldwide awakening of the pineal gland, giving us dramatic new intuitive abilities, possibly even enabling us to move into a light body state. If the Zoroastrian legend of Fraso Kererti is indeed true, then time as we know it may change in some fundamental way, giving us the ability to enter into non-local, non-linear time, the realm of time-space, much more easily. I feel that we are being given an invitation to use the knowledge this book contains, along with many other sources of positive, uplifting, and inspiring information. The Golden Age is a participatory event, not something we sit back and wait for. The technologies I have shared with you are real. They can be developed. And they can transform our society into a level that we would normally only think of as science fiction. We are not helpless against earth changes and shadowy quasi-political world powers. Our own minds are in symbiosis with one another and with the earth in a way we do not currently understand on any mass level. Our human relatives appear to have been responsible for planting the seeds of every major world religion, and their messages about the importance of loving and respecting others have reached everyone on earth. The energy of the universe is provably loving in nature. And this makes it very likely that all the events now happening on Earth and throughout our solar system, despite how ominous they may appear to so many people, do have a positive purpose to help inspire a mass, collective, human evolution and awakening. The love we create in our own lives may even extend all the way through into a complete evolution of what it means to be human. We tend to adore complexity and mental puzzles, but in this case, the truth may be very simple. The earth is a school for spiritual learning, and we are all students. Graduation day is upon us, and we get our diploma by proving to ourselves and everyone else on a higher level that we don't need to keep repeating the same lessons anymore, lifetime after lifetime, and creating a mass dream of hell. If we are indeed on the threshold of such a radical shift in the nature of what it means to be alive and conscious, then soon we will experience this majestic transformation in the now. It will happen in real time as a living, breathing, vividly wonderful experience. We may indeed come to realize that the world has been like a vast illusion, a lucid dream where everything we create keeps reflecting back to us, and we finally recognize that we have never truly been awake before. The facts are on the table. The source field is a reality. We all want to make this world a better place, and we now have a new set of tools to help us do it. We are not victims, and we are definitely not alone. The universe itself may well be a conscious super being, encouraging us to make a quantum leap in our own understanding of who and what we are, and giving us the solar system-wide galactic energy boost we need to get there. Thousands of years' worth of prophecies from every major culture around the world were given to help us understand what is actually happening and rebuild the science we need to finish the job. We create the golden age ourselves, beginning in our own lives, and the rewards are almost beyond imagination. By moving through the self-hatred and fear to reach that hard-earned place of acceptance and forgiveness of both self and others, we heal the world. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Acknowledgements. In January 1996, I began reading The Law of One, a series of five books that were allegedly transmitted telepathically by very advanced extraterrestrials. These ETs claimed to have helped build the Great Pyramid originally for positive purposes, but were forced to withdraw from the Earth when it became contorted for negative uses. They also said the main reason they made this contact in modern times was to apologize for what they had done and give us this new gift in the hopes of improving the desperate situation they had inadvertently created. A surprisingly large number of the points I have made in this book appear in the Law of One series, most of which came through in 1981. They reveal that the mind is indeed infinite, but nonetheless has a singular identity at a vast cosmic level, which they call the One Infinite Creator. We are told that we are all perfect holographic reflections of the One Infinite Creator, that we reincarnate to work on spiritual lessons and will eventually return to our original identity, that the 25,000-year cycle creates biological and spiritual evolution in sudden jumps, and that the cycle will be complete in the approximate neighborhood of 2011 to 2013, ushering in a quantum transformation of space, time, matter, energy, biology, and consciousness that is already well underway. The Law of One also describes the global grid, goes into great detail about the physics of space-time and time-space, discusses levels of spiritual evolution that are based on the rainbow color spectrum, suggests that the galaxy is an intelligent superbeing that has designed the human form to appear on millions of inhabited planets, and says that we do have the potential to evolve into an entirely new level of being as we go through this transformation. The benevolent group they refer to as the Confederation of Planets in Service of the One Infinite Creator has apparently been assisting the Earth throughout its entire evolution, and is particularly focused on helping us move through this transition smoothly and safely. This material formed the basis of much of my work, and many specific details were given that could later be explored and verified scientifically. Every credible insider I know has given me stunning confirmations of specific details in the Law of One series, though not one of them ever read it. I have had many fascinating personal experiences that have led me to believe this material is indeed accurate and truthful, and I therefore consider it to be quite different from most other allegedly channeled teachings, which seem to invariably contradict each other and often do not line up with the science I disclose in this book. Another notable exception to the rule is the Seth books, brought through by Jane Roberts and Robert Butts, particularly the earlier volumes. The concluding chapters of The Seth Material feature a long dissertation on what Seth calls consciousness units, and this data fits in very nicely with everything I've presented in this book. I hope you have found this investigation into the source field as fascinating and as informative as I have in writing it. This book is the most significant effort I have made so far to help the process of disclosure along, So these advanced technologies and sciences do not seem so impossible to believe anymore. I feel there is no reason to fear these changes that are now happening. We are moving through a process that may well be intelligently scripted to promote our own evolution. We have the power to increase our own coherence by learning to be more loving, accepting, and forgiving of others. For in forgiveness of others, there is forgiveness of self. I do wish to thank the many heroes and pioneers whose work allowed this book to be possible, and so many others who are working in these same areas. Without your stunning efforts of magnificent genius, we would never be aware of our true potential. I wish to thank my mother, father, and brother, my beautiful female life partner, and the many people who have shared their lives with me over the years in various ways, and have given me love and guidance. I also want to thank Brian Tart, Graham Hancock, Jim Hart, the staff at Dutton, at Brilliance, and so many others who have helped me fully realize this work. I also wish to thank those who are outside of time and gave me such extensive support in the research and development of these ideas and the writing of this book, including ongoing dream feedback, critiques, and new breakthrough ideas, not to mention an incredible number of remarkably accurate future prophecies, both personal and planetary. I hope we will get to meet in person, or the energetic equivalent thereof, sometime soon, as I find the concept of a galactic family reunion to be highly inspiring.
We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of The Source Field Investigations by David Wilcock. Copyright 2011 by David Wilcock. Performed by the author. Directed by Tony Hudds. Performance copyright 2011 by Brilliance Audio, all rights reserved. Recorded by arrangement with Dutton, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.